sure that everybody was safe in the neighborhood. And eventually, we had to use some flashbangs to render the subject
a little dazed. Tell our viewers what a flashbang is.
It's just a loud compression that would stun somebody for a short period of time. And then we began negotiations, and slowly, over a 15, 20-minute period, we were able to get him to stand up and show us that he didn't have a device on him.
So he's lying in this boat. He's been there for several hours. He's wounded, clearly, right? He's bleeding.
Right.
He's obviously weak. You come over there, and what do you say to him? You have a bullhorn, you start saying, come up with your hands up?
Well, we have a negotiator who was actually on the second floor of the house looking down at the boat
in
the
backyard. You could
see him. We couldn't see him. There was a plastic top over them, but we had the state police helicopter that could tell us when there was movement in the boat by the heat sensor. So we could tell he was alive and moving, and we began the negotiations that way. And over a long period of time, we were able to finally get him to surrender.
Reporters on the scene heard like a volley of gunshots going off, maybe two dozen or so. Who was firing those gunshots?
It was back and forth.
Was he firing?
In my understanding, yes. He was firing.
From the boat?
Right. And it was through the plastic. They saw him poking through the plastic, if you will, of the boat, and then gunfire erupted.
And you say they had sophisticated vision equipment from a helicopter, could see through the boat cover, if you will, to see what there was movement underneath.
Right. We knew there was a body in that boat through the state police helicopter. It's heat seeking, so he has a higher body temperature than the boat would, so we could tell. And every time he moved, we could see that on the uplink.